My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network, back for a brand new year and a brand new series. You can drop me a message and give us a follow on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We are at Pod Magical. We'll get back to answering some of your planning questions over the next few weeks on the podcast. I'm actually just back from a mega trip to Walt Disney World. I went just after Christmas, so I was there for kind of the end of Christmas, New Year. I was there over the marathon weekend, Martin Luther King weekend. It was really busy, but in terms of New Year, I think if you're prepared, it wasn't as busy as I thought it would be. But a lot of people always ask, when are the quiet periods? Is January a quiet period? I'm saying now that January is probably one of the most busy periods at Walt Disney World, because obviously you've got the Christmas weekend, the following weekend is New Year weekend, and then the following weekend is always the marathon weekend, and then the weekend after that is usually Martin Luther King Day bank holiday weekend. So beginning of January is very busy at Walt Disney World. The one thing I did know, because I've been very lucky that I was back in November, so just over a year ago I was in Walt Disney World, things really have changed. People say, oh, there's magic still there, and I said, yeah, the magic's still there, yeah, of course the magic's still there. The magic really is back now, I think everything is back up and running as it would. We did a lot of resort hopping and used all transport at Disney, and I don't think I waited more than 5 minutes for a bus from a resort or from a park to anywhere. Everything really was running like clockwork. Cast members were incredible as always. They just seemed to be a little bit happier, whether that's the Bob effect, I don't know. But we're back for a brand new year on the podcast, and we've got a whole bunch of guests to talk about Walt Disney World. So let's get on with the first guest of the new year. Chloe's on this episode of the podcast. Going to start, as always, Chloe, by asking, why do you love Walt Disney World?
Well, I know everyone says this, but I think it is just the feeling of being in the Disney bubble and the smells. Do you know what? It's just the smell of when you're there. I think that is... I don't know what it is. It's just the smells, like walking down Main Street and you can smell the popcorn and it's just too good.
I love people always say about the smells of Walt Disney World, but you never really think about going to like Animal Kingdom and the smells of Animal Kingdom, because that's a slightly different Disney World smell, isn't it?
Yeah, it is actually. Apart from on Flight of Passage, I don't know what they put in that, but that smells amazing.
Flight of Passage and Soarin' at Epcot, they pump something in there, don't they? They always bring back something. I remember when I went after the pandemic, and I'd not been for a few years, and I was joined, and I got on Soarin'. It was Soarin', and suddenly I got the smell. I was like, I'm back. Yeah. I remember things you forgot about. So you have been three times to Disney World. Tell me about the first time you went.
I was only seven, so I was quite young. I can still remember quite a lot of it. Thankfully, my mum was very into tech at the time and had a video camera with her and managed to get every single moment on camera. So, it was super fun. There was a big group of us, about 20 of us, and we stayed at the Caribbean Beach, and it was so lovely. It was so fun.
20 people?
There was, honestly, it was about that. I can't, between 15 and 20, because it was like my dad's friends and like all their cousins and everything. Oh, there were so many of us, and my cousins came as well.
So it wasn't just family, it was like family, friends.
Yeah, it was like extended family. Yeah, family, friends, very much extended.
Do you remember much about that first time then? Because you weren't very old.
I remember crashing a mobility scooter.
Right, okay. Whose mobility scooter was this?
It was my dad's.
Right.
It was right next to Rotten Roller Coaster. My dad was like, oh, do you want a shot to try it? And I just took it and I swerved into a wall, didn't I? Like, I didn't know what I was doing. It's so embarrassing.
Wow. Out of all the rides you could do, from Rotten Roller Coaster to Big Thunder Mountain, you crashed your dad's mobility scooter.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
At the age of seven. Brilliant. Is that your favourite memory of your trips to Walt Disney World, or is there anything else that stands out?
I remember going and getting like my hair and that done, like obviously at Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, and I was a bit upset. I was a bit too old to go when I went back, but I mean, a bit annoying.
Yeah, they should do that for adults, really. I'd love a princess makeover. And what about
that would be so cute. Yeah.
What about your favourite all-time memory?
Oh, I have to be getting engaged. It was just so cute. It was so fun. Yeah, we got engaged at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we were I get really embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. You're amongst friends now. We want to know all the details.
I know, but we were getting our pictures taken. But I didn't obviously know he was going to like propose there and then. And I just turned around and he's down on one knee. And the guy's like taking pictures and I'm going, no, like pure shock. And the guy, like, I just see him at the side of my put the camera down because he obviously must have thought I was actually saying no.
So he thought you were rejecting the engagement, the proposal?
Yeah. So there's like a gap between our pictures where he's down on one knee and then ones where we're just hugging. Because I did say yes, obviously.
Yeah, the photographer's like, I best not capture this moment then if it's not.
Yeah. It looked so awkward. I felt terrible, but I was just like in so much shock. I was like, no. Like.
So what was the run-up to it? Whereabouts in Animal Kingdom were you?
We were right at the entrance. It was like first thing in the morning. It was like, honestly, it must only have been just after 7:30 in the morning.
Wow. So pretty quiet. Was it like in the extra magic hour or something like that?
Yeah. So I was like that to him, right, come on, we'll go on Flight of Passage. I want to get this done right first thing in the morning. Yeah. He's like, right, mom, come on, we'll get some pictures first. And I'm like, I don't have time for pictures. I said, I've got a schedule.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, if you go to Rope Drop Animal Kingdom, you don't even stop when you walk in for a photograph. You hop footage straight over to Pandora. Yeah, you're completely right.
Yeah. I'm like ready to sprint. He's like, let's get a pic. And I'm like, no. But I mean, I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was super nice. And see, like after it and we got like the Happily Ever After badges. That was the best bit because see the amount of free desserts and drinks I got.
Yeah, we hear this.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was amazing. The time. So what was the rest of your day like after the engagement? I mean, did you get on Flight of Passage?
Yes. So
you did. Good.
We got a fast pass for it, Lightning Lane. I keep calling it fast pass still. So we went on like right after. And then they were like, oh, how are you getting on today? I was like, yeah, we just got engaged. And they were like, but now it's like, yeah, 5 minutes ago. it was so fun. So we'd done that and we that's when we went and booked the Wild Africa trek as well, and we booked that for like the week following because we were there for 2 weeks anyway, and that was the first day.
Right, now Wild Africa trek, talk me through this because I've done this myself, but the first time I'd actually seen people do it. So I'm on the safaris and I'm seeing people on this like rope walk thing going, how do they get up there, what's going on? So tell me about Wild Africa trek.
So you're in like a group. I think there was only about 8 of us, I think, maybe 8 to 12 people. And we just kind of walked around. They took us to like the end of this safari bit, and we got like our own personal safari truck.
Right.
So we went and saw the hippos first, which were so fun. And like they hook you up like in a harness and you can lean over like and get a proper good look. And then you see like people going by in the normal safari. I felt like a celebrity. It was really fun because everyone's like waving at you. So we went and saw the hippos, and then you do like the big like the bridge walk over the crocodiles. That was so fun. I love that. It was just such a nice like scenery.
And
it was so beautiful.
You get food as well, don't you? Like a little stop for in the middle of the savannah.
So, you stop at the savannah. You can see the elephants. They give you binoculars, and you get like a packed lunch pretty much like from Tusker House, but the food was amazing. They had these mozzarella balls and they were amazing. They were so good.
And what about the actual bridge walk? Are you afraid of heights? Would you say if anybody's afraid of heights or they're not too good on the feet, would you advise it or stay away?
I'm not scared of heights, so I don't know if I'm too good to like advise on that. But one of the girls that we were on it with, she says that she wasn't too keen on heights, but she was all right. And it wasn't a lot of a walking. They did say to us like when we signed up for it, like obviously like wear good shoes and that, but I wasn't really like too tired from it. I mean, it was very exhilarating, but I wasn't like exhausted from it.
You definitely recommend it then for the price. It's not cheap,
yes.
Is it?
Oh no, it's not cheap at all, but I think if you do have like the budget and you're wanting to do something extra, I think doing something like that or one of the other extras is such a good idea.
I think especially if you're there and you've been engaged, like you've got to make that trip special, haven't
you? Yeah, exactly. I think as well, because it started quite early. I think it was at like 10 in the morning, and that was us till like around 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
So it was on for quite a while as well, so yeah. It was really good.
Let's run through some of your favourite things at Walt Disney World then. Have you got a particular favourite attraction?
It'll have to be Guardians of the Galaxy now.
Oh, Cosmic Rewinds.
4 times we went on it.
Oh, wow. So what was your tactic for getting on? Did you buy the Lightning Lane or did you...
3 out of 4 times we did.
Right, okay, yeah. To make sure you get on.
Yeah, I was like, I need to go back on that. And it was just so fun. The first time we managed to get a boarding group, and I think we were like boarding group like 50 or something.
But that's pretty quick, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. Because we were still... we were just leaving the hotel, like getting the bus, when I got the notification that we could go. And I was like, well, that's so good.
Straight on it.
Yeah, pretty much. And it was pretty much a walk on as well.
Yeah, they are. The earlier in the day, especially if you get like a really, really early time and the park's not officially open when the park's only open in that half an hour or just after that half an hour, there's nobody on it. There's like nobody on the ride.
Yeah, because the other times we went, it was like more in the afternoon. It was like, even though we like had Lightning Lane, we were waiting longer. But the first time it was like dead. It was so good.
What is it you love about that ride then, that attraction?
I think it's because like the music. We had September playing Earth, Wind and Fire. Brilliant. And it was just, the pictures are so funny. Like you can tell that I'm trying to sing on it. Like my mouth's just wide open. But yeah, it was so good.
We want to see those pictures. Was that the only song you had? Do you have the same song 4 times or did you get other songs?
I got September 3 times and had I Ran the first time. So it was pretty random, I think.
I Ran I've had once. Not a fan of that. I'm still waiting for Conga. No. Next time I go, I really want Conga.
A lot of people said that. The people that were behind us said they had that and they absolutely loved it. And I was pure hoping for it the whole time. But I mean, I wasn't annoyed at Earth, Wind and Fire, to be honest. Yeah. I love that song. So.
The faster the song, the better it is. And you didn't get motion sickness or anything on it?
Oh, no. I do love some roller coasters, to be honest. Right, I have been a bit of a thrill seeker since a young age.
We'll chat some more about some of your more favourite things in a moment. Well, let's get a quick update from the news and we'll be back with Chloe. We'll be back with Chloe in just a moment after a quick news update. There's a lot of news to tell you about. There's a lot of things that have been going on at Walt Disney World, including the return of some character greets. So Pete's Silly Sideshow, where you can meet Daisy and Donald and Goofy and Minnie. That has now reopened at Magic Kingdom. Enchanted Tales with Belle and the meet and greet with Ariel will be back. Belle's going to be back on the 19th of February. Ariel airs back this weekend. We have the date for Tron. The Tron opening has finally been revealed. It feels like we've been waiting forever for Tron, and we have. It's been about 4 years since I think they started planning it. We know that the 4th of the 4th will be the opening date for Tron. The 4th of April, Tron opens. That was given us on the same day that we found out that Happily Ever After is coming back to Magic Kingdom, and also the return of Epcot Forever. So April the 3rd, Happily Ever After is back, and Epcot Forever replacing Harmonious at Epcot. I love Harmonious at Epcot. Strange that that's going. But Epcot Forever will be the temporary nighttime replacement in the World Showcase. They are getting rid of that awful contraption in the middle of the World Showcase Lagoon. I loved Harmonious, but I didn't like seeing that during the day. So it's a little bit bittersweet. In terms of Happily Ever After, I am so glad that that's coming back. It's one of the best fireworks that they've ever had at the Magic Kingdom, and it will be back on April the 3rd. If you're going in April, there's so much to look forward to. You will also be able to attend the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. We've had a date that's going to open. That's going to open on March the 1st with some brand new topiaries, Mirabelle, Princess Tiana, and more. There's entertainment from the Garden Rocks. There's food, there's wine, and also the beautiful gardens of Epcot. Any more news between now and the next episode in 2 weeks? I'll update you on the socials. Give us a follow. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at Pod Magical. Chloe's on this episode of the podcast. She got engaged at Walt Disney World. She's done Wild Africa Trek. So much to talk about. We've not even talked about food. Are you a Disney foodie?
Yes.
Yes.
That's like the only thing I really put a lot of planning into. I was like, I need to go here, I need to go there.
So obviously when you went last time, you wouldn't have had free dining. So how did you kind of like budget for food? How many restaurants did you do in your 2 weeks? Any tips?
So to be honest, we didn't really plan a lot the first time. Like, because it was pre-pandemic, we kind of had a bit more freedom. We booked, I can't remember if we actually went for any like proper sit-in places. Like, we were quite happy just grabbing a burger and chips and like walking about eating, having a big pretzel. Like, I'm not too fussy.
Yeah.
I like that everybody moans like, oh, it's pure theme park food, but I love that. I think that just adds to the whole fun of it, to be honest.
And what about your more recent trip? Where did you go?
We went to Yak and Yeti. I loved it there. That was so good.
Only been there once. People have been raving about that for years. I only went there on my last trip. What did you eat there? What was good?
I think it was like a honey chicken you had.
Yeah.
It was so nice. And my partner, Jack, he doesn't drink, and he ended up drinking some sake there that he had, and he ended up pretty tipsy. It was really funny.
And did you have the mango pie?
No, I didn't.
Right, next time.
I remember because I was so full.
Yeah.
Because I pretty much ate all my dinner.
I think I had like tuna nachos as well to start. I had so much food, but it's really good in Yak and Yeti. What are your other favourite places to eat?
We went to, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, is it Teppan Edo?
Teppan Edo, yep.
That was so good. We went quite late at night. I think our reservation was for like just before 9 o'clock. But I had steak, I had shrimp tempura, I don't know what they put in the sauce there. They call it yum yum sauce.
Ah.
I don't know how to describe it. It's like, I don't want to say it's like a sour cream because it's not, but it's kind of, that's the only thing I can kind of say it's like.
Again, but somewhere I've never eaten.
It's really good. I really enjoyed it. I think because it's like you're sitting at a table with people you don't know either.
Yeah.
So we ended up like talking to people in that as well, which was really nice. So it was good. And you're watching your dinner getting made in front of you. So that was quite fun too.
Yeah. I think you do at Disney though, whether you're there in a restaurant or you're in a queue for some, sorry, in a line for something. You just, because you've all got that love of Disney, it's just so easy and so relaxed just to talk to anybody, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that was something that I found so nice. Like, obviously, Americans are so friendly and like, it's so eager to talk to you. Like, when we went to Ohana, we sat next to this family and I've got them on Instagram now.
All right.
Like, they're so sweet. Like, it's just, you do meet people and then you do, like, it's nice, like, having them and seeing what they're up to and everything. It's so cute.
You'll have to let them know you're on the podcast and they can have a listen.
I know, I'll need to tell them.
Definitely. And what about places to stay? Favourite resorts?
So we stayed at All Star Movies, and it was actually so cute. I really enjoyed it. Obviously, like, I know a lot of people like would complain about the buses, like, because it drops you off at all the other All Star ones first. But see, to be honest, it wasn't any bother for us. We were just like that. I think I was just happy to be there. Like, it was so fun. Like, I think because of the pandemic and that, and not being able to go, it was just so nice. I was just like that, just happy to be there.
Yeah, you don't mind, do you? Just, I'm here in my happy place.
Don't get me wrong, I would absolutely love to stay at like Grand Floridian, Polynesian, somewhere like that. But never know, maybe in the future.
As a treat. Are you married yet?
No. So we actually, Jack doesn't know this yet. I am planning in my head a trip for 2024. And then I was like, maybe we should just make a stopover trip at Vegas before we go to Disney.
Vegas and to Disney. Will this be your honeymoon?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've got to treat yourself to, you know, at least a night or two in one of the really nice hotels. Yeah. Just book it. Yeah. Just tell them you booked it. It'll be fine.
Yeah, might as well.
Do you venture outside Disney when you go? And if so, where do you go?
Yeah, so the time we went in 2019, we stayed off property. We stayed in the Rose and Inn at Point in International Drive. So we went to Universal a lot and done quite a lot of the attractions on International Drive as well, which was good to get out of the parks for a wee bit as well, because I think like the first time we went, we didn't really realise like how tired it was.
Yes.
So yeah, it was good to take a bit of a break. Like, we just went to like we went to Madame Tussauds, like the Sea Life Centre, and it was just nice to do something different as well.
Yeah. And also, when you're on International Drive, if you're tempted to like eat there a little bit more, and you're eating outside the parks, you forget how cheap, well, not how cheap things are outside the parks, but how expensive things are inside the parks.
Yes. So yeah, because we went to quite a lot of like diners and that, and then like Denny's and that, and yeah, like, this is so cheap. Like this, I'm like paying for two meals what I would normally pay for one in the park.
Yeah, totally. Now yeah. I'm going to give you your perfect Disney day, Chloe.
So I've actually had a good deep think about this. So I've wrote it all down. So I would definitely stay in Contemporary Resort. I would wake up, crack a dawn, get an early breakfast at Chef Mickey's, get the bus straight to Animal Kingdom. I'm the first person in the park that day. I've made sure of it. I'm going on Flight of Passage. Jack's not stopping me for any pictures this time. He's not allowed to.
You're already engaged now. No need to.
Yeah, I'm already engaged. There's no need for pictures. We are getting stuff done. go on the safari. And then maybe just, I like people watching, walk about for a bit. Then I would go to Epcot. Get a bus to resort and go to Epcot, whatever. I'm not really fussed.
Animal Kingdom to Epcot, you can do that, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, perfect then. I will go round all the pavilions and eat and drink my way around them all.
Okay, can I quickly stop you there? Which way round are you going?
See, the first time I went, I started at Canada, but the last time, when we went there, we started the other end and I found that way better.
Mexico. You've got to start at Mexico. Turn left. Yeah, totally. Got to start with the tequila.
Go clockwise, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously I need to do Guardians of the Galaxy when I'm at Epcot.
Of course.
Obviously, yeah. I'd probably have dinner at Epcot as well and Tepa and Edo again because it was so good. And then I would finish my night by going to Magic Kingdom and going on Splash Mountain and whilst the fireworks are on.
Right, so you're not stopping for fireworks, you're not stopping for the Epcot fireworks, you're going straight to Magic Kingdom to do Splash while Enchantment's on, or whatever fireworks would be on then.
Preferably Happily Ever After. But yeah,
the old one, the original,
the OG. Yeah, the OG.
And then are you going back to Contemporary for the night? Might as well.
Yes,
yeah,
I'd probably pass out before I even got anywhere near back to the hotel room.
The good thing is, if you're ending your night at Magic Kingdom and you're staying at Contemporary, it's like a 5-minute walk. No hanging around for buses or anything like that. Straight on, straight in the room.
That is your ideal day, just staying there.
Totally. Have you got a particular favourite park?
Probably Epcot or Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
I think I do. I love Animal Kingdom so much because that's why we went there the first day, because that was like, I was like, I want to go there. That's my favourite park. So yeah, I do. I just love it. But I like all of them.
It's a tough question, isn't it? Yeah. But I'm guessing because you got engaged at Animal Kingdom, that's obviously going to have a big soft spot for you, isn't it?
Yeah. I did. It was like last time when we went, I said to Jack, like, that was my favourite park. Because the first time we went, we weren't able to get any like lightning lanes for Flight of Passage because we weren't staying on property. So by the time the 30 days came around, they were all gone.
Yeah.
So we queued for Flight of Passage for like nearly 3 hours. And that was the first time either of us had ever been on it. And we came off it and we're like, do you want to just go back on it?
And did you?
Good. Yeah.
So you queued for like another 3 hours?
It was nearly the end of the night. So it was only like 40 minutes that time.
Yeah. That's a
so
good tip.
It wasn't
tip.
Too bad.
10 minutes before park closes, get in the queue because it's usually pretty quiet.
On a Flight of Passage,
totally.
We also went on the Navi River journey like first thing in the morning, and it said it was like a 75-minute wait, and it was a walk on.
Yeah, I wouldn't wait 75 minutes to do.
No, really. Near would I, but I seen everybody like walking in, and I was like, that's not a 75-minute wait.
Yeah, sometimes you've got to know, haven't you? I think if you've been a few times and it says, oh, that's like an hour and a half, and you look at the queue and you're like, no, that's not an hour and a half. You kind of like, you know, don't you? But just by the amount of people around there.
Yeah, I think sometimes you can kind of eyeball it. You're like, looks like a 40-minute wait. Yeah, I can do that.
Did you have the Genie Plus on your last trip? Did you have the full 2 weeks?
Yeah, so we had it for the full 2 weeks. So to be honest, we didn't really wait around for much because I was very much 7 a.m. every morning. I was up and I was pitting everything.
Yeah.
We were sorted for the day.
That was the good thing about that one. At the time when they said, Genie Plus is being introduced, but in the UK you can add it onto your ticket for the full 2 weeks. And we're like, oh, it's a lot of money up front. But now looking at it, especially as it's like $22 a day now plus tax at the time.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I wish we could have that back actually for 160 quid for 2 weeks.
I know, that's so good, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a great deal, which is probably why they got rid of it.
Probably. I mean, they've done that with Dining Plan as well, didn't they?
Yeah. No
like
free
the original
dining.
One.
Yeah. No free Magical Express. Walk.
No.
So have you got another trip planned? You said you were thinking about it.
In my head, yeah, I would love to go back in like 2024. I think we're maybe like kind of thinking about, we're actually looking at going to Japan.
Oh, okay, to do Disney over there.
Jack's really into like Japanese culture. He loves anime and everything. So I think we'd go to Universal Studios and that over there, and obviously Disney. So yeah, we've been looking at doing that, but we're not too sure when. I mean, we've got a wedding to plan
Yeah.
and so much.
So would that be your honeymoon? Would there be Disney in your honeymoon?
Absolutely,
Yeah.
without a doubt. Yeah, I think there has to be.
And what's the date for the wedding? Have you got a date planned?
No, not at all.
Not yet.
Like, it's so funny because everybody's like, when you get married, and I'm like, I genuinely have no idea.
Yeah,
Like,
when we can afford it.
I'm like, I think people forget being an adult was so expensive. Weddings are so
Exactly. Have you
expensive.
seen the
Like,
mortgage
oh.
rates? Have you seen the price of gas and electric? Yeah.
And then try to book a Disney trip on top of that. No,
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
yeah.
I'd rather go to Disney
I'd
and
rather
get
go
a
to
really
Disney,
good
yeah. Cut off my
holiday.
gas and electric and go to Disney.
Yeah, that's I'd like that. I think that's why I'm so keen in like just going to Vegas and then go to Disney.
Yeah, two
Just
completely opposite kind of holidays, but
yeah.
still, it's like adult Disney, isn't it, in Vegas. Well,
Yeah, it kind
lovely
of
chatting to
is.
you, Chloe. A good luck with the wedding planning.
Thank you so much.
And have a magical day.
Have a magical day. Thank you.
Love talking about Disney? Fancy joining me on the podcast? You can drop me a message on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at PodMagical. Make sure you give us a like and give us a follow there as well. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Hit that subscribe button. Of course, we've got brand new guests, all the top tips, all the news every other week. Fortnightly episodes of the podcast. If you're going to Walt Disney World, I would love you to tag us in some of your stories. We can share those, especially your Instagram stories. I love seeing them. If you are going, it's a little bit nippy at the moment. When I was there in January earlier on this year, I thought, daytime in the sunshine. Oh, it's quite warm. And then suddenly, as soon as you're out of that sunshine, the temperature drops. It's t-shirt and shorts during the day. It's jeans and a sweater at night. It really is that different, but some beautiful blue skies. Crowds shouldn't be too bad. We've had Martin Luther King weekend. We've had the marathon weekend there out of the way. So the next few weeks, probably up to spring break, really, shouldn't be too bad. There's never a quiet time anymore, but it should be moderate. You've got the brilliant Festival of the Arts, which is on at the moment at Epcot, if you're going. There's some great art for you to buy. There's some food for you to try. Live performances from some Disney on Broadway superstars every evening over at Epcot. There's a lot going on. Universal are about to start their Mardi Gras. The details of that have just been released. Starts first weekend in February with Patti LaBelle performing live. Hope she brings her backing singers with her. If you know, you know. The top tip for this episode. Now, this is something I picked up on my last trip. This may not always work, but it's well worth a go. If you are rope dropping Epcot and going first to Test Track, do the single rider line. So this happened to me. So I was staying at a Disney hotel, so we got in half an hour early. So the first one I went to was Ratatouille, because that gets really busy throughout the day. We went to Ratatouille. They were actually letting us on even before the half an hour opened. So I was on and off Ratatouille within 10 minutes. So at 8:30, when the half hour opened, we headed over to Test Track and basically did the single rider so that we could do something else and got straight on Test Track. And we were sitting together. We were even split up. That's because the first groups go through, you go into that room where you design the car. So if you're not bothered about designing the car, I would always recommend doing single rider. Quite often you'll end up in the same car sitting behind each other. But sometimes if it's early in the day and the attraction is not to full capacity, you might just end up sitting together anyway and you'll skip the room of designing the cars. Unless, of course, you want to do that. Don't forget, hit that subscribe button. Brand new podcast 2 weeks today. It's good to be back once again. Happy New Year. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.